Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We quickly want to turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis 15, verse number 2. And Abraham said, Lord God, what would thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. Now, if you go to verse 5, it says that, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward the heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said unto him, I'm the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. And he took him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. Praise the Lord. So last week we started talking about you need a spiritual force. At the second service, you need a spiritual force. It's our month of sacrifice. And I want us to bring a certain, because I promise that I'll continue the message, bring a certain conclusion or continuation to the matter as we go into another month of a thematic approach. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. So we're doing You Need a Spiritual Force, part two. Last week we considered the fact that Abraham was barren for a long time. God had promised him, but the barrenness persisted. One of the key points we learned from the word of God is that fruitfulness is a promise. A barrenness, you take it off by being proactive spiritually. You need to do something about barrenness with the weapons that the Lord has given you, that if you sit, that barrenness will solve by itself. It's not going to solve by itself. And we use the barrenness as a symbolism to speak about how problems can escalate and move from a temporariness to becoming a permanent feature in your life. And the fact that you need to rise to the occasion and try to block it from becoming a permanent feature in your life. So in the scriptures, we learned about keys to terminating barrenness or unfruitfulness. When there are things in your life like Abraham and you don't want to see them again, and you want to see the manifestation of God against the negativity playing out in your life, what are some of the things that the Bible requires of us to do? The first thing we learned is that you need to have a vision, or you need to have an expectation. And you can see it from verse 5. When God brought him out forth, he changed his place of standing. He changed his perspective. Brought him to see into the skies and the stars, and asked him to number them, and then broaden his vision. We learned about horizontal vision and vertical vision. And we learned that a vision that will work is one that is sponsored or structured by God. And so when you stand in the Lord and he gives you an opening into what he wants to do in your life and what ought to happen in your life, it just propels you to a very high level. Praise the Lord. Come on now, praise the Lord. The second thing we want to consider is faith. Is what? We are looking at how Abraham turned his situation around. Faith is the second thing that he employed in his life. And in verse 6, we see that, and he believed in the Lord, and the Lord counted it to him for righteousness. Abraham believed in the Lord. So faith is the second thing you need to make generational impact. Abraham believed in what God said to him. Come out. He came out. Look into the stars. He looked into it. He said, if you have believed, you have come out and you have done this, your descendants will be like the stars of the air and the sand by the seaside. One of the challenges we have is that we have a very great God, a very powerful God, but sometimes we struggle to believe him. We struggle to believe what he says. Because most of the time, we are trying to let our experience come to the center stage instead of our faith leading the way for us. So it was counted unto him as righteousness. Simply means that he had rightness or right standing with God. By faith, faith positioned Abraham in a right place with God. So we have Jesus that gives us, you know, access into divinity. We have Jesus that gives us the right of everything. But here on earth, as we have Jesus, there is a way to walk with God. And the way to walk with God when we have Jesus here on earth is the way of faith. Everybody say the way of faith. What does it do? That simply means that you can be a Christian and not be walking with God by faith. You can be a Christian and you are truly a Christian, but you are a passive Christian, not an active one. So to be an active force on the face of the earth as a Christian, you need faith. What does it mean to walk with God by faith? And what will it do for you? Number one, faith aligns you in the right path to be counted by God. It was counted to him as righteousness. That righteousness is a right standing. Is what? Right standing. Right standing with God. So when you practically have faith as a believer, it aligns you in the right path to be counted by God. Not that receiving Christ you are not counted. Receiving Christ you are counted. But when you have faith on earth, it positions you, aligns you, that whatever you are encountering, you have the full activated presence of God working in your direction. If you are here, say, I am here. So many people cry because they feel like God knows what I'm going through and he has to do it, whether I talk to him or not, blah, blah. God is not your boy. God works by divine principles. He says that if you are going to receive from me, ask, seek, and knock. If you are going to receive from me, you need to have faith. He says in Luke 1:45, they that believe, there shall be a performance. You need to believe. And if he said so, you need to learn to follow so. And so for you to be counted, some people can be in a problem and they are not receiving the divine attention that they ought to receive to turn it around. Because if you don't position yourself in faith, you allow the matter to be solved just on the grounds of sovereignty. And on the grounds of sovereignty, that means that you really don't have a say in the matter. But Bible said, the Lord says, come and let us reason together. So faith is what gives you a say. It makes you to be able to take what God has put on the table of redemption. As a human being, you have power to transact on the table of God because you have faith. By faith, Hebrews chapter 11, the elders obtained a good report. There wouldn't be any good report here on earth if you abandon your faith. When they were in the ship with Jesus and the storms arose, Jesus was sleeping. They struggled. Jesus rose up and just commanded the sea and told them, he said, where is your faith? It simply means that you can easily abandon your faith when you are facing the storms. And many people abandon their faith when they are facing barrenness. Barrenness gynecologically, maritally, career-wise, mentally, any form of barrenness, financial barrenness of whatever. People just abandon their faith. But it is upholding to your, Bible said, and Abraham, hoped against hope. That means that he had hope when he did not have the right to have hope. After 25 years of promise, and he staggered not towards the promises of God, but he called the things that be not into being as though they were. He staggered not. Small time now. Then you want to lose your faith. When you lose your faith, you misalign. When you lose your faith, you go out of range. You go out of the path that has been set for you to receive your blessing. So faith will align you to receive that attention from God concerning your matter. I don't know any other words to use. Maybe there are better words to use, you know, not to seem like God is irresponsible and that if you don't have faith, he will not attend to you. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that rather than being a passive agent, be an active agent. And what makes you an active participant in this divine program is called what? Faith. Sometimes so many people try to argue on the side of the fatherhood of God against the principles that makes you a very realistic, potent child of God. The Bible said, the Lord said, I am proud to be your father. Be proud to be my child. That means that there is value in being a child of God. And there is value in being God being a father to us. And so, the two must work. The two what? I can't hear you. The two must what? Faith is that simply, you know, he had faith. Means that everything starts becoming supernaturally aligned when faith is activated. If you really need supernatural help, you cannot abandon your faith. Like Abraham, everything begins to align supernaturally when you have faith. It starts, tell somebody that, it starts aligning. I can't hear you, tell somebody, it has not started aligning until your faith is on ground. It will not start working until your faith is on ground. Tell somebody that it will start aligning when your faith is on ground. My God, my God, my God, my God. Tell somebody, start aligning, start aligning. Start positioning yourself with God. Come on now, praise the Lord. The wrong stories or errors of your life are corrected because you choose to believe God. Rightness means correction. I am not well positioned. Believing God positions me well. It corrects it. So, the wrong things in your life, the poverty, you correct it when you rightfully align. Are you here with me at all? When you choose to believe God. The barrenness of any kind, you correct it when you choose to what? Believe God. It's a choice. That choice positions you to be counted for something. To be counted for motherhood, fatherhood, CEOhood. Counted for wholeness. It corrects the errors. The errors will not be corrected spiritually until you have faith. The woman was going to pick two steps to eat and die. The prophet said, cook, give me first. She believed. Bible says that there were many widows in Israel. Unto one was a prophet sent. So the prophet was really sent to her. But until she believed, nothing changed in her house. The wife of the prophet that died, who was owing, said, I have a little pot of oil. Until she believed, nothing changed. Jesus told them in John chapter 11, he said, telleth I not to you that if thou will believe, you will see the glory of God. Believing always precedes the manifestations of God. Until you believe, you are living your life to chance. So that's the second point. If you want to correct something, in your life that you really don't like to see, what you need to do is to believe God. Tell somebody, believe God. Come on now, tell somebody, believe God, believe God. Number three here, watch, listen, and pray. You need to watch, you need to listen, and you need to pray. In verse 7 and verse 8, the scriptures say, and he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of the air of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit. It is clear what God wants to do. But this is what I want you to do. Verse 8. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? 9. And he said unto him, take me an heifer. Blah, blah, blah. So here you could see that Abraham was listening to God. He was actually in a conversation with God. In a convo. Listening and talking back. Praise the Lord. And seeing what God was showing him. He said, I brought you out to give you this land. I want you to see it. And keep your eye on it. The importance of watching is to keep focus. Is to what? Keep focus on the promise. Because you can easily lose focus on the promise and be looking at other things. And so many things resemble the promise. So many things also will be calling for your attention away from what you have been promised. Hebrews talks about, it says that, looking unto Jesus. There's a way that in the wilderness when they were encountering death, the Lord asked Moses to hang a serpent on the tree. And he said that, you look and you live. And he said, as the serpent was lifted in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted. So that was a type of Christ. And he said that their deliverance came when they looked. If you are a child of God and you don't watch and keep watch on the promises, you will lose your focus. You will lose the focus of your faith. You may be employing your faith, but you may be applying it on the wrong thing. Am I preaching here at all? That's why you see people applying their faith to a country that is not of God. To them, they are applying their faith, but it is on the wrong thing. And clearly, it is becoming very obvious that every child of God must find a way of following the Bible to follow Jesus Christ on a personal level. Not following any prophet's prediction. This World Cup is a very beautiful World Cup. Scattering all the scales left, right, center. So that you know that in the New Testament church, the believer must be led by the Holy Spirit himself, not by a prophet. Focus. What has the Lord told you? Focus. Watch and focus. Now as you are focusing, you'll be hearing his voice. The Lord was just talking to him, my boy. I brought you out not to harm you. I brought you out to do you good, to give you a possession. So I need you to focus. Let that thing be ringing in your heart. Is God talking to somebody now? Focus. Tell somebody, focus. You are married. You are looking for a baby. Just focus. He didn't say be worried. He didn't say be troubled. He said, cheer up. I have already overcome. Just focus. If it has not come, understand that it's a process. It will come. I have given you. If you worry, you don't worry, I have given you. And you will have a better life when you focus and go my way. I want you to keep watching it. Praise the Lord. And listen. God was talking to him. Listening. If you are not careful, you will stop listening to the word of God. You'll be just listening to predictors, fetish priests, fake prophets, genuine prophets, But you need to listen to God. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Whether good pastor or bad pastor, you need to, your main focus for listening should be the word of God. Because the word of God is what will build you up in your most holy faith. Faith comes by hearing. Focus comes by hearing. Spirituality comes by hearing. Being strong in power comes by hearing the word of God. You are there now, you are a Christian. When you come to church on Sunday, that's all. That is all. You don't have a culture of listening to the message again. No culture of listening to the podcast. And every time you feel depressed, you are complaining. You are not growing. You are not, honestly. At this level, at some point, you should be worried that you lack the appetite to listen to the word that will build you up. You should be worried. You lack vitamins. You should listen in your car. Are you here with me at all? People listen to things in their car. People on the other side. They don't have time. People on the other side who chant to the devil. And do you know they don't have time to listen to me in their car? They don't have time to listen to any pastor in their car. They don't have time to play gospel in their car or play Bible in their car. No. They listen to things that will make Satan continue to empower them. So as he is in the car, he's either chanting or something is chanting, or he's learning a new way of chanting. The believer is so everywhere. You listen to this song, that song, that song, that song. How will you turn around your barrenness? It's only the believer that doesn't have a focus of listening. And as he was listening, he was praying. The reason why you don't pray is because your listenership has been affected. As long as Abraham heard the voice of God, the connectivity with the voice of God will propel you to pray. It will propel you to go for your promise. What is due you, what God has promised you, you will have the appetite to go and pray about it. As he was talking to the Lord, he came to a conclusion that, God, you have said what you have said. Oh, this is not a monologue. This is a dialogue. Me to my side is that you I know you have promised, but give me. Prayer is always difficult when you don't hear the voice of God. And the easiest way to connect yourself with the voice of God is to let the word of God be in your ears. I can't say this enough. Let the word be in your ears and in your head and in your heart. Thy word have I hidden. What word have you hidden? When you are in a challenge and then the challenge wants to beat you, you will see that what you have hidden in your heart is what will fight what is trying to fight your mind. But you feel depressed because there is no word hidden in your heart to fight back. You know, this fight of faith is not a mental war. You are believing God for children. Children are not coming. It's not a mental war. You can see psychiatry, see whatever, blah, blah, blah. You will relapse. It's not a mental. If you're a Christian, it's not a mental war. A word or some words must be locked. That's why in Abraham's case, every time God himself came to give him a word. That boy, I know, say, oh yeah, we are Patrick. We are Patrick from Wyatro. Hey, but let me remind you that I said I will give you Isaac and you will have Isaac. It's not a mental war. So yeah, my dream will thing. You know, if I fight it mentally, we break it down. Break it down. A word must be hidden in your heart. That word that even when you are sad, it gives you comfort of spirit. That he has said it and he will do it. And it is you that must come to that place through watching, listening, and praying. Are you here with me at all? Hey, people who pray don't give up easily.
watching, listening, praying, you won't give up easily. There will be too much spiritual investment in your heart. Your heart will be so conditioned that it will not have the liberty to easily give up on God. Sometimes you think you have given up on a matter, but it's actually because you have given up on God temporarily, momentarily. That is why you feel like, okay, no more church, no more prayer, blah, blah. It's actually because your heart can no longer connect again. Am I preaching or I'm dancing here? Please, let's stand, because some of you are making me look like I'm doing volleyball. Please talk to someone. Tell somebody, watch, listen, and pray. Watch, listen, and pray. Come on now, come on now. Tell somebody, watch, 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 watch. Listen and pray. Praise God. Are you getting blessed at all? Are you sure you are getting blessed? Oh boy. The fourth key, which is the key that we really have to deal with in this service, is sacrifice. Is what? That's the fourth key Abraham employed. And in verse 8, let's read it together. God is talking to Abraham, and he tells Abraham what to do. He says, and he said, Lord, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? He's asking. And God said to him, he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years, a she-goat of 3 years, a ram of 3 years, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took them unto the Lord, and he sacrificed them. Clear. Sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Sacrifice is the fourth force and the last force to turn around the calamity that is trying to bring shame to you. It is an aggressive and direct force that finalizes the deliverance process. At the level of sacrifice, it means you have become aggressive. It means that you are pulling the last card. You have vision, you have expectation, you have faith, you are listening, you are watching, you are praying. At the level of sacrifice, adding it to all these things, it means that you have become aggressive. You will see people's aggression based on the level of their sacrifice. Their willingness to sacrifice. You don't want it enough until you are willing to sacrifice enough for it. When we see your level of sacrifice, when heaven recognizes it, your quest, your desire, your motive will no longer be in question. It will be clear that you want this thing and nothing else. And you are not ready for any other answer but the answer that pertained to your desire. Jephthah showed it. He said, I'm willing to sacrifice anything. Just give me the victory. How much? How far are you willing to go? Can you please ask about three people for me? How far and how much? How much and how far are you willing to sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ to see the manifestation? Please watch this. Abraham asked God a direct question on how to destroy the barrenness. And of the many steps already taken, sacrifice was the real force to scatter the yoke. He asked God, how will I take the land? God said to him, bam, sacrifice. Of the many things I've taken you through, now you are asking, how will I take the land? Sacrifice. How do you take the land? I can't hear you. How do you take the job? How do you take the pregnancy? How do you take the prosperity out of the poverty? That's an aggressive position to take. That's all this one God is talking, showing you do this, and you have come direct. how do I enter the matter? He said that, do this, and then you will see what I will do. Abraham said, no. Okay, maybe a Shabia. I am willing to deliver. Please, don't be a fine Christian. Fine Christian doesn't sell. You make a mockery of your journey. Fine Krife. Oh, a Krife. Usubain penny at the bones in my mouth. Oh, Nisubain ye, Krife, which is good. Now, but bro. Because you will find out that as important as your integrity, dignity, and all of that is, you on this earth, if you are not able to meet up with a standardized way of fruitfulness, it will look like you don't exist. Just imagine a father who cannot take care of his house. Imagine you not being able to take care of your family. Yeah, just you came here, you lived and died and went to heaven. And no. Debbie. Aggressive. Tell somebody you need to be radical now. Tell somebody a radical mind is a sacrificial mind. And tell somebody you are not radical yet until you are ready to sacrifice. Please take your seat. Why was the sacrifice powerful? Is it a good teaching? Why was the sacrifice powerful? Verse 17 and 18, he said, and it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So here we see that when the sacrifice was done, the sacrifice became the seal of the covenant between Abraham and God for God to deliver all that was promised. When the sacrifice was done, God now sealed the contract between himself and Abraham and said that, I will not just give it to you, I'll give it to your children. And your seed, from this river of Egypt to even the great river Euphrates, it became the seal to deliver the promise. Say, the stamp is embossed for approval when the sacrifice hits the altar. Important. You should be sad, though, that you are believing God for something and you are not ready to push yourself into it. It should sadden you. Push yourself into it. Don't let anybody lie to you. There is so much power in the word of God. Verse 11, watch it. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. So Abraham just put all his sacrifices in the open on the altar. And then the birds, the fowls, they started attacking it. Hey. And when Abraham saw that they were attacking it, he drove them away. Every believer must learn to fight evil entities who attack our ability to keep the sacrifice fresh on the altar. Every believer, like Abraham, when you have put your sacrifice on the altar, entities will come for your head. Entities will come for your life. Why did you sacrifice? Why did you put the meat there? And they will try to contaminate the sacrifice. They will try to destroy the sacrifice. Steal the sacrifice. That's why somebody will sacrifice and enter into doubt. Sacrifice and enter into depression. Because birds are picking on your head. We are sure. And then you'll be murmuring and you are, birds are flying on your head. Put your hand on your head. Say, hey, my head will not be a baller for any baller bird. Entities, keep your sacrifice fresh on the altar. That means you need to fight things, people's voices in your head, in the office. Sometimes your sacrifice can be on ground and voices are telling you different things about your situation. Meanwhile, you have activated the aggressive force for a turnaround. But Satan needs your mind to be in another place. Look at what the scripture said. He will find peace, or I'll give him peace, the one whose mind is fixed on me. So you have already gone the step to engage your faith in a sacrifice. Why is somebody convincing you about the possibility of your expectation? Why? And now somebody is saying that minimum maybe you hear drum pesa be no kono so or you way or the sabe bo bo ban ho amawa wo. Hey, and only a bed. That one is what? It's a bed. You have already placed your sacrifice on the altar. Then somebody is trying to make you their second wife. That's a bed. Making noise and picking on your head. Something is trying to make your mind and your focus be away from the power that you are supposed to receive for your next level. You put your sacrifice on the altar now. Then people come and talk to you to feel like, wait, you remember one idea? If you don't know anybody, promotion is not possible. You, what you know is God. And you have already sacrificed to this your God. He will come through for you. And if he deems it fit to use men, he will use men for you. But don't let anybody convince you that because you don't have any Godfather in your workplace, it is not possible. It's a lie. Those are birds trying to take your sacrifice and its freshness from you. In the scriptures, sometimes birds stand for evil spirits. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Are you here with me at all? Strange entities of darkness. That's the representation of it. Birds also represent strange voices of disturbance and distractions. They also represent the presence of an attack on the future. The power of Abraham's sacrifice, one, was that when the sacrifice was made, the bondage of the generations became very clear to Abraham. I'm showing you. The sacrifice that we do as Christians, don't play with it. When Abraham made his sacrifice, the bondage of generations became very clear to him. Look at verse 12 and 13. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. The bondage that he was in, and his seed was going to be in, it was revealed to him after the sacrifice. When the sacrifice is done by faith, there will be clarity. There will be what? I can't hear you. There will be what? Abraham had a dream and God just came to him. He said, darkness. Say, sometimes you are going through things and you don't even know what is behind it. But after the sacrifice, everything in the spiritual became clear to him. A deep sleep fell on him. And he saw a heavy, thick darkness. And then the Lord spoke to him. The seed that I said I will give this land to, I want you to start interceding for them. Because there is a bondage of 400 years ahead of them. It became very clear to him that he needed to deal with the bondage that was attacking him and attacking the seed. It is the reason why you are struggling. This seed must come back. There is a force, a darkness, a bondage. Even before they arrive, the future has been calculated that a battle must ensue. And boy, they were not only in bondage for 400 years old. The thing dropped 430. It dropped how many? It passed the 400. You know, sometimes when we are sacrificing unto God and all of that, all you are thinking is you. This thing goes beyond you. There are battles ahead that must be very clear to you. Are you here with me at all? You should feel pity that you have what it takes to move your faith to a level of sacrifice. Materially, spiritually. Spiritually is fasting, prayer, discipline. Are you here with me at all? You are still playing with pornography, playing with masturbation, playing with all these small, small lies here and there. Because of what? Sacrifice that negative pleasure. There's a bondage ahead. Am I talking to somebody? I don't know how you'll be masturbating and God will just show you a vision of your future. How? Too much masturbation. The whole brain is gone. These days, you know. Some girls will say, you know, and come back with your mind here. I will masturbate. How? I'll buy a sex toy. That one nobody slept with me. Me and I slept with myself. You are not serious. The boys are there. Masturbating left, right, center. He said, I'm medium in wage your mind. I don't fornicate. You are there, masturbate. Masa. Obey steady be ya. Obey steady. Anything I won't person obey worry. Eh? And team free when it's who yes to them. There are major things at stake. That it takes sacrifice, moving away from some of these things, holding you for you to see the clear picture of generations that are supposed to be great but are in bondage. You are playing with darkness. You know that as Abraham was walking around, that darkness was still hovering. But when the sacrifice hit the altar, bam, it just became clear that Abraham, you are not dealing with a normal matter. There's darkness involved. And there's bondage ahead. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here now? That's the power of the sacrifice. Number two. The deliverance, I mean when Abraham sacrificed, the deliverance of the future is tied to the sacrifice of today. Tell somebody, the deliverance of the future is tied to the sacrifice of today. Look at verse 13. When he saw it, he said, and he said unto Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. So when he sacrificed, the Lord showed him the deliverance of the future. But this deliverance, it was tied to the sacrifice. All these matters were on ground. But they never came to his realization until the sacrifice hit the altar. Then the deliverance. So sometimes you think that you are bringing money, you are putting something into the body of Christ, you are putting material into the body of Christ. You don't know that you are actually activating a deliverance for the future. Some of the enemies, they are strong too much. And as you are engaging your faith in sacrifice, God goes ahead to fight them. But you see, today's sacrifice is a deliverance of the future. Now, when God put it on your heart, brings you a word like this, put it on your heart, inspires you, and you become stubborn, dead, and you don't engage. Mpacho, say, do future wana. Obey hunting. Edia na obe, mpacho, chere, mwchile, mwma me maikwai, mimi se biso, mimi se Gideon. Edia na obe, When you don't, they say take the antibiotic against the COVID. And you say you won't take. Me say COVID in a chihuahua, obeying. Ebola in a chihuahua. They say take something to, you know, boost you, cushion you against something. You say you won't take. Then you take your raw self now and enter the yawa. But your ura yawa nmua. Yenya ode, na obey. When the COVID came and was killing people, me when they brought a vaccine, I took it too. Oh, fast. Because we have been taking medicine long before the COVID came. I saw big men of God. You know, Marcus Lam, Daystar. We have faith, we have faith. Won't take me, Marcus. Oh boy. Oh boy. Sane kuno. E kuno. Kun kuma sofwa sa. Won't take. Kun kuma mkote. Let you go and wait for us. It's not a good example. One person that I knew, one politician that I knew like that, he died during the COVID. Yeah, bomb pie, media, dear by, so be a man who buy, then, also media menfa, or mubua, or mu then, and then omubuay, and then no. Sasa, I'm in ten and come a friend, yeah, or so COVID in a chin at all. I chain it to one, so I didn't content and then you know, free him fast. And he said, what kind of stop? Well, and then a gun I had a day. Oh, yeah. A bit dear job. A dear job. So, me, when God lays on my heart that sacrifice like Abraham, 10 times, I told him, even say free. Because as you drop it, there is a deliverance activated in the future. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here now? Sometimes you don't even know the gang gap in the spirit by witches, wizards. Some of the things, they are just predetermined. Then God gives you a solution today for that future trouble. Then you are playing with it. I say, when your opportunity no be, I can say, Masuda, I say, pass question way. Ebeto. Ato. Tien solve it. Let's solve it. So, pass question. And so we and so ube kono. At the time you go, and that will be the compulsory question. Carrying all the mass. That video will say, in chua ubuanyo, in chua ubuanyo, ukayo. Oh, baby, I'm fanfa. You act, yeah. The battle we are in, we are fighting with every weapon Christ has given us. Don't choose and pick the weapon you like. The Bible says, wear the whole armor. Say whole armor. Full weapon. Whole armor. Whole counsel of God. If you are washing body armor. And away join your helmet. Do you know that there are archers who are trained only to target the head? And who goes here over there? Also, in a specialty, and he said, or betil with tear free so unso awambo utihubai. That's why it is important to have the whole armor principle in your head. Whole armor. Say it, let me hear. Whole armor. Not this, that. You are playing with fire. Some people, you say 10 years fasting, they will do. When it comes to sacrifice, life. You don't love yourself, boy. I see you prospering in Jesus' name. So quickly, let's just finish the message. When the guy dropped the sacrifice, what else happened? The judgment of the enemy was connected to the sacrifice. If you read verse 14, remember the deliverance was connected to the sacrifice. Verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve, will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with what? Grace of salvation. The judgment of the nation, of the enemy, was connected to the sacrifice. This sacrifice that you are sacrificing into the kingdom of God, it has got dynamics. When you are sacrificing substance for the advancement of the kingdom of God, God will look on that as a position of your faith and judge the enemy, the nation that wants to fight against you. Bible says that, and when they were small, Psalm 105, the Lord did not allow anybody to bully them. He suffered no man to do them harm. Why? Because their sacrifice was speaking for them. God was judging. Anybody who raised their hand, God just knocked them. Wham! Sacrifice was on ground. You don't fight witches because you don't mato kalaka patu kawalaka pata. Empire in India, yo. But make sure that everything God is telling you, you are following it. So, menye baby, I'm a vampire. But that's why some Christians are doing it chin 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 chin. Because every time the woman baby are your bomb pipe, look at your life. Wah, bah, 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 bah. Look at your life. Maybe some bomb point yet the day. Deliverance embedded it. Scam bedded it. Insurance bedded it. Bono. Most quality Christians, they follow the principle of God. In its entirety. But yes, yeah. Eduane no one know. In yes, I wouldn't chin baby the big quine. But 1 year after the nine and so on so been as a whole burning chinem and balance. No 1 year, put all the ingredient inside. We have Google soup. Katia did the soup nanny. Katia soup and Katia did it. Sing cutting coin. See, I see a numusion, I see a ring cut here, and I say a feeling cut here. You've balanced the ingredient well. Eh? I want to panic, Casamane. We say, I'm quine, I am quine. When I'm feature of crowd, I say, I'm quine be here then. I know how. Me son, na police quarters be a meteor. Or more kitchen windows, a china, a fako bobo. To me, I'm kitchen window, and it's my jina. So be jollof, be two. Hey, my dream, I'm in college, you mean me, did your love, and I do run a crate. Your love name, you say. The judgment of the enemy is connected to what? The sacrifice. See, I would judge the nation. And he judged, do you see how brutally he judged Pharaoh? Or the hook is saying, from that time, Egypt never rose up against God's people again. Scattered them on the grounds of sacrifice. Long before they went into that bondage, the deliverance was secured. Finally, he said they left with great substance. They left with what? I can't hear you. They left with what? Great substance. Say, I receive great substance. One more time, say, I receive great substance by the power of God in Jesus' name. So we see that the wealth of Abraham's seed was tied to the sacrifice. Now verse 14. And afterward, they shall come out with substance. Wealth. Substance. Connected to the sacrifice. And says here back chapel na your church like nyoma ema we need you. And see a chren ya miasema ema wa brabo ni tum konenim. That's the essence of building ourselves in our most holy faith. Utie where the unse when you clear direction on how to proceed when you are having a career challenge, how to proceed when you're having a marital challenge, how to proceed when you are having a health challenge, are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? How to proceed when you are in Abraham's situation? How do I proceed? Number one, have vision or expectation. Number two, have faith. Number three, constantly be listening, be watching, be praying. Number four, go aggressive with what? Sacrifice. Nothing will stop you. I don't care how long it takes. If the equation can solve the problem, it will solve it. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Except it cannot solve it. But if it's the right equation, I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time. It will solve that problem. Two of us, What is important is to know that I'm on the right path and I'm using the right mechanisms. I'm using the right weapons, right principles, and I'm applying myself to them. Sometimes the manifestation has not come because you are in season one of implementation. Season two of implementation will bring its own dynamics. Sometimes you see the full-blown result in season three, maturity. Don't be confused. In the Bible, it talks about daily sacrifice. Don't be confused. The same way it says, pray without ceasing. There was also a need for daily sacrifice. If you read the Bible, you see that prayer and sacrifice, they don't go separate ways. In fact, in the Old Testament, the sacrifice was the prayer. The burnt offering was the prayer. The whatever offering was the prayer. That means that you cannot separate the two. Too powerful. When I see a Christian who is stingy towards God, I know they will just be average. So, and some of those people are the most powerful, prayerful people. But they are going nowhere. You will just be average. Average, say, what he has given to everyone, he will allow you to have access to. But I say, oh, hey! Just imagine floor shaking in auto. Da da. I want to say, chow chow chow. Me bum sing kuda. Osa bury me. Also say, where bema, where bema. You have. The marriage, you need to be one love, one fight. Or flat. You want a good life. You need to engage God at a higher level. Praise the Lord. Just finance that you buy matches. Our apartment shine brighter and brighter. Nobody employs average tactics to receive super functional results. No. That's why you see that some softwares cannot do some things effectively. Architecture crisis. First, you know, I'm AutoCAD. AutoCAD. I'm a draw. And the question. Yeah. What do you agree? And the question. I didn't upgrade. When I was in media, they didn't watch chalk. And the pencil on draw. Oh. And then you have command. Software and crown. You were premium one. And you were free version. Answer na chat GPT the amount of free version. Would you call premium one now? And I'll be say, Charlie, there is a higher and a deeper answer there that you will never have access to because you are operating at the free level. Free offering now, man. Free offering, free will offering, free offering. You ready me to say 10 Ghana. Hey! Enter premium. Nay, meeting me, Zoom meeting me, and Zoom now say we're free. Zoom, we are free. 30 minutes, 1 hour. Okay. For where? 30 minutes, nay, you will free automatically. A poor man, but I work out 1 minute more. Where I say, baby, I will do a meeting, maybe I will go on train. Sounds open free. Free work. And I'm from Abigail. Send her DNA and M1. Who a premium one of Audi Fabra. And you dash hours now. Free one also. When you do 99, and I'll be an acapel. And you point to me with a movie. You answer your work as it does. To be sure to be brave. A couple in it. We are doing the workers meeting. They want to join, but they say, you'll be admitted. But I am. Heaven gate is shut. Do be we fool? Hey, I know one by me tonight. I know one by me tonight. Say, daddy, me club, me cricket, free version. The premium version. May you have a premium husband. May you have a premium wife. A premium financial life. And then PSA. Hey. Obiaba. We're clicking and on watch him. Welcome. Let me tell you a question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's so sad. Yeah, point. Yeah, enjoy it. Because you're tear. No, be away tear now. We'll be free. It's not the same. It's not the same. Christ, heaven. But here on earth, if you want to see certain levels of manifestation, you have to change the way you operate. Please, let's rise. And someone share Jesus Christ at the end of me. With the diploma, but you and job won't. How much receiving is one? Almost a minimum qualification. Who desire to buy in Mankefi? It's a diploma now, they buy Mankefi, first degree now, they buy Mankefi. Barney, if you want to operate at a certain level, this is the bar. There's always a bar. And the bar doesn't work with your mind though. It works with wherever it's coming from. If you are why you're doing some medium, you're Christian, say, I'm not meeting. Oh, wow. Oh, best is what doing. Come up here. Come to God's level. Because in your church channel, a new level. In your church channel, you want a level. And there are access codes to his level that you need to abandon your own. Eh? And then come for his own. There's a church that was built in Nigeria, one of the ultra modern churches. When they were building it, a friend of mine, he paid millions of dollars for the roof of the church. Roof. Waiting. Then some years after, I say that the sacrifice of today is the deliverance of tomorrow. He was extradited in an European country and put in jail. God told me, tell him, Pepe, may ye name him 200 years. They gave him some years. His own was the least. It was about around 7 to 10 years. And then the others, they spread it for them to like a long camp. Then in a year or just around that time, according to the word of the Lord, the kingpin was arrested of that scam. And he said, he said that if he will give the government the information they need, this is the deal he want to cut. You have put this man in jail, but he was an accidental. He went to buy dollars. He didn't know where the money dollars are. A business here, talk about you, and one is a match enough. Also, on count, so when you know me, my information on only deal. No, go name the baby, and I'm going, and I'm more information. You know, he had, you can't put a roof on God's head, and your head will scatter. It's all possible. Some years ago, you know, Pastor Adeboye does something called Festival of something at the Redeem. When they started, he used to, every day they eat, they kill like how many cows? He was one of those people who were fitting the bill. One time the pirate took his oil vessels on the water and he was sick. He didn't know. He went to Pastor Adeboye to pray for him. Pastor Adeboye saw him. He said, go home. Your oil vessel has been released. He said, I'm sick. You are talking oil vessel. He didn't know that his vessel had been arrested. As he left there, his sickness left. Then he had a call from his boys who are on the vessel that, "Oga, they just released us, so the pirate had been holding them for days. But because he was sick, he was not even paying attention there." He said, all of a sudden, they started fighting, and they abandoned them. They said, they went their way. They play. Look at someone say, they play. Look, the deliverance is heavier than whatever is in your hand. I hope you always know that the harvest is bigger than the seed. Sacrifice be you or Mukasi Afoni in a better prom with Frequemana, correct one about your bats and watch what you're hearing as you go, "My God, Shaka Laka Laka Daka Daka Daka." For Bravo and Diagro, we are Sano Kawari Bema Kuliko, because we are colicolized sacrifice person. So push it by faith into a very deep place with God. Samuel man and Abraham ya yankopon say, "Ah, me po bi ni na dwene a ma me Abraham godwin me pinch we push in the one question a very deep place in God's heart." We say obi what you say sani pa we di osema kume mo ya me boni kra me hu osema kume mo sumbo ma me na we di sumbo am obi. It's not in words, it's not in what. Yanda ya mi asia. We thank you. Thank him. Let's come and sing praises unto God. It's celebration Sunday. Thank him. Can you thank the Lord with a clap offering? Bless the Lord with a clap offering. Oh, do it like somebody who is blessed.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.